This way, Mary, come, Mary, share the world with me. Make this moment our moment and our memory. This way, Mary, come, Mary, let me warm your heart. Take this love I bring you, and then let forever start. This way, Mary, come, Mary, while the sun is high. Make this summer the summer that refused to die. This way, Mary, run, Mary, our love had to be. So take my hand and walk this way with me. This way, Mary, come, Mary, our love has to be. So take my hand and walk this way.
Followed and pursued by something.
I could feel that there was somebody behind.
I was running and I was being chased.
I'm running down the street, into a house, through the house.
Down the stairs.
Out the back.
I was being chased. Faster and faster.
And I ran for all I was worth.
My clothes were dragging me back.
I was running away.
I was running.
And I ran.
So I ran along the corridor and I ran up the stairs. I keep running up these stairs and round the corner. I sometimes run down the stairs into the corridor, and I keep running and running and running.
My legs wouldn't go quick enough. I couldn't get my breath to call out.
I was running away. I was running very, very fast. Somehow I couldn't stop. stop running.
I was running and I fell over the mountain.
There's a crocodile chasing me.
I was running.
There's a crocodile chasing me. I swam as fast as I could to get away from the crocodile. The crocodile suddenly changed into a lion, and then that changed into a tiger.
The animals really, I suppose, don't mean to chase me, but because I'm frightened and I run, they follow me up.
So I run along the corridor and I run up the stairs.
And some great monstrous shape walks towards me in the corridor.
I run up the stairs.
My legs wouldn't go quick enough.
I keep running and running and running. Running and running and running.
Up a big slope. And my legs wouldn't go quick enough.
I was running and I was being chased.
There was somebody after me, chasing me up a big slope. Up a big slope.
And I keep running and running and running. Running and running and running.
I couldn't get my breath to call out.
So I run along the corridor and I run up the stairs.
And some great monstrous shape walks towards me in the corridor.
Running down the street, into a house, through the house, out to the back, over there, somebody run. I never see anybody. I know there's somebody behind me, but I'll never see them.
It's neither a man or a woman. It's just enormous black shape. It's just a mass of something, matter, coming towards me. A great, big, monstrous-looking mass, not a shape. Just filling up the corridor. But it's neither a man or a woman. It's just an enormous black shape in the corridor, filling up the corridor.
It's a crocodile chasing me.
I was running away.
As I ran faster, I seemed to battle against it even more. My clothes were dragging me back. My clothes were dragging me back.
I was running very, very fast. Somehow I couldn't stop running. I was running away.
My legs wouldn't go quick enough.
I run up the stairs. The stairs are wide and stone. They're nasty stairs, institutional stairs. I keep running up these stairs and round the corner. I can't go right to the top. I just hide round the second corner. Hoping no one will see me, and then if I hear somebody, I sometimes run down the stairs into the corridor, and all the time there's terrible fear that I'm only in my white liberty bodies, only in my liberty bodies.
I'm being followed and pursued by something. I'm never quite sure what it is. Feeling of running down a staircase. I can still see the staircase, very wide staircase in an old house. Big carved banisters. They go down in short flights. At the end of each flight, there's a large stained glass window. I run down the stairs faster and faster, and the something which is following gets nearer and nearer, and I don't know what it is. I have the feeling that it's something which is about to envelop me in some way. It's just this feeling of being followed and pursued. I'm running down a corridor. I'm being followed and pursued by something.
I could feel that there was somebody behind, and I was being chased. And I ran for what I was worth till I got to the edge of the cliff. And just as I was getting to the edge of the cliff, I couldn't remember anymore.
I can see this corridor stretching into the distance, the perspective of it just fading into absolute nothingness.
I couldn't remember anymore.
I was running very, very fast. Somehow I couldn't stop running. I came to the edge of a great big cliff.
And just as I was getting to the edge of the cliff,
I couldn't get my breath to call out. I went up, right up to the top, over the other side, and hung on to the cliff.
I could feel that there was somebody behind.
It was some form of beast. It was some form of great ape, and it was loping along. It was making a noise, an uncanny noise. And my clothes were dragging me back, as if I'd been in the water.
Tout permis et n'en fais qu'à ta tête. Désolé, un instant prêt à recommencer. Tu joues avec mon cœur comme un enfant gâté qui réclame un joujou pour le réduire en miettes. Parce que j'ai trop d'amour, tu viens voler mes nuits du fond de mon sommeil et fais pleurer mes jours. Garde chérie, je ne réponds de rien. Si ma raison s'égare et si je perds patience, je peux d'un trait rayer nos cœurs d'une existence dont tu es le seul but et l'unique lien. Parce que je n'ai que toi, mon cœur est mon seul maître et maître de mon cœur, l'amour nous fait la loi. Parce que tu vis en moi et que rien ne remplace les instants de bonheur que je prends dans tes bras. Je ne me soucierai ni de Dieu ni des âmes. Je suis prêt à mourir si tu mourrais un jour. Car la mort n'est qu'un jeu comparé à l'amour. Et la vie n'est plus rien sans l'amour qu'elle nous donne. Parce que je suis au seuil d'un amour éternel, je voudrais que mon cœur n'emporta pas le deuil. Parce que... Thank you.
proclaim the angel of death will come from the sky and claim your poor soul when the time comes to die. When the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death? When the lights all grow dim and the dark shadows creep, and then your loved ones are gathered to weep, can you face them and say with your dying that you're ready to meet the angel of death? When the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say dying breath that you're ready?